بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, brothers, sisters and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life. Allah has given us Hayat. Allah has given us this zindagi. And this zindagi, this life that Allah has given us, is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we did not come into this world and pass the test of this world, then how will we get jannat? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places into this world, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is just an imtihan ga, place of imtihan, test, trial. Inshallah we pass the test and we get jannat. May Allah protect us from failing and going into jahannam. Our mashayikh say, yeh zindagi ek bari ni'mat hai. Zindagi ni'mat hai. Jabke Allah par qurban ho. In other words, this life is a real blessing. It is a real life if we sacrifice our time in this world and we spend our time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sacrifice our whims, our fancies, our pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But جبکہ غیر پر فدا ہو, if we give our lives to other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, پریشانی ہوگی, then we will go through great trials, tribulations, difficulties, restlessness, بے چینی, there will be no sukoon in our lives. Person wants اطمینان of the heart, serenity of the heart, tranquility, peace of mind, then he has to sacrifice his pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should refrain from sins. He should refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make his jaan qurban fida upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har lamha e zindagi, every breath in this life, every second of this life, it has to be in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, he is regarded to be a dhakir, one who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So he is not only making dhikr with his tongue, with his heart, but even his limbs. Then this person who is spending every minute, every second in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a dhakir, and inshallah he will not live a life of ghaflat. Despite being in this world, glitter, glamour of this world, the embellishments of this world, the attractions of this world, he will pass through this worldly life fulfilling his necessities and needs, but not becoming oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the Sahaba kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the awliya Allah, they all lived in this world. They also ate, they drank, they wore clothes, they had homes, they had families, they had children, grandchildren. They lived in this world. They earned halal, rosy, they went out seeking sustenance. And in the different eras and times, there were different attractions of this world. But they did not become caught up and ghafil in the love of this world. Why? Simply because they were true zakirin. So this ni'mat of zindagi, it is a ni'mat, it is a bounty when it is spent in making our lives fida for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every second the person is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't a second that he becomes ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all the five departments of deen, i'tiqadat, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq, five branches of deen. This is a complete deen. So in his beliefs, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all Allah Ta'ala's qualities and having tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like that, all the different departments of aqeedah, the requirements of aqeedah, having a true belief, he fulfills and he has a true aqeedah. So in i'tiqadat, then ibadat, whatever command Allah Ta'ala has given, salat, zakat, hajj, different ibadat, that also he fulfills. Then we come to mu'amalat, his dealings with people. Mu'asharat, social interaction with people. These things involve huququl ibad. So huququllah, he fulfills Allah's rights. Huququl ibad, akhlaq, character, the fifth one. He is displays a good character, a noble character. All these departments of deed, he is mindful of. Why? Because he is sacrificing every second for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has become a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands that this ni'mat of life is only a ni'mat if it is spent in giving his whole self for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Another verse, حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. This is the true life. A life ba lutf zindagi. Ba lutf zindagi. A life of happiness, surur. The awliya Allah also go through pain, suffering, grief. They also have families, somebody passes away. And they have some loss sometimes in the business, whatever it is. But all these things, they treat that to be part of the test in this world. And they overcome it very easily. Unlike us, Allah forgive us, we are weak. One problem and we sit with it, we become overwhelmed with the problems to such an extent that ma'ad Allah, then we become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam. Person has a problem, he sits at home now, he won't read salat, he won't make zikr, he won't read tilawat of the Quran. This one worry melts him. Allah protect us from that. That is why last week we gave the dua, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik, wa tahawuli afiyatik, wa fujaati niqmatik, wa jami'i sakhatik. But in dhakir, whatever condition he's going through, sometimes it is some pain, some sickness, even in his sickness, he's becoming more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lost something in this world, that too, it does not become a means of him now becoming ghafil of Allah. He goes through this test with ease. Allah assists him. Allah actually helps him to pass the test. Like I mentioned before, person is writing an examination and he is a favorite pupil of that teacher or that ustad. But he's not too well. And he's writing the examination. And the ustad comes and assists him to write the right answers. Allah makes a plan for that person who is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in his pain, even in his weakness, even in his sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the floodgates of mercy and assistance and karam and fazl upon that person. So Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We have got a very powerful thing with us, and that is dhikrullah, dhikrullah. Dhikr with the tongue, dhikr with the heart, dhikr with our limbs. So even sometimes we are light-hearted, sitting with our family or with our friends, and we are joking. Then also, do not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is using his cell phone, and he's sending a message. He's using the WhatsApp, whatever it is. Then also, he should not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become caught in such a fitna that now you are spreading false news, or some joke, and some silly thing, and now you're passing it on to others, and or some whatever it may be. Then too you must be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're having something to eat with your friends. It's not now because we're having something to eat, so now we're relaxing. Even in that moment also, a person doesn't become ghafil of Allah, that he discards his salat, and he delays his namazul jamaat, or he starts to joke such that his heart becomes hard. He's not conscious of what he's saying. He's not thinking of what he's saying. He's just blurting out any things. He's just joking in merriment. Such a person now will become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We end off with a waqia which we have heard previously. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, after the demise of the Shaykh Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi Mujaddid al-Millat, they were sitting one day, all the top senior khulafa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, ajib. Inshallah, one day, if Allah give us tawfiq, we'll speak about Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, the efforts he made, especially in the line of tasawuf and tazkiyah, and how he disciplined his murids, And that was real tasawuf, real khanka. Nonetheless, Hazrat Thani Ramadullah passed away, and now the Khulafa was sitting, and they were discussing something, and somebody said something lighthearted. So everybody laughed. But it's natural you're going to laugh. You can't be so serious as when it's time to be happy and smile and laugh also, then you're not laughing. So they laughed. At that moment, Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was not an alim, was no mufti or anything, but he was an arif and ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most senior khulafa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayh. You're real crazy in the love he had for his sheikh also. So Khaja Sahib then asked them, each one of them was sitting there, "Bhai, sach batao, Mufti Shafi'i, this moment when you laughed, did you become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a second or not? For 1 second or not?" Mufti Shafi'i says, "Hazrat, yes. For that 1 second when I laughed, I became ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, all others." Khaja Sahib said, "May qasam khata ho. I swear by Allah. Even when we laughed, then too, I did not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the person has that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wherever he is, doesn't mean you become a robot and become so still, you can't say anything, you can't smile, you go home, the wife asks, "What happened now? You became a buzrug." No. This time you joke, you laugh, you be, enjoy yourself. Oh, mashayikh all say, eat well, sleep well, everything, within the limits of sharia. But do not become a ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to rectify ourselves and take ourselves out of ghaflat. In fact, one of the du'as of Rasulullah, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ghafla." So we are asking Allah to remove us from this lives of ghaflat. We haven't understood it as yet. We are talking about everything that's happening in the world. But the reformation, the thing that should now change, bring a change in our lives and become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to become true zakireen, and to be crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and enjoying our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not doing those things that will make us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikrullah also, extremely powerful, extremely powerful. It will help to wash away the filth of our hearts. Our tongues the entire day, what are we speaking? How much of Allah, Allah are we making? Shukr, we have a majlis of zikr. At least for that few moments we're making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no zikrullah. How many a person told me, "Mana, this whole week, hey, we didn't have any program. Hey, I didn't make any zikr." It should not be like that. Every day of our life, we should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's just a little while. And of course, as a person becomes more and more dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him tawfiq, make more tilawat. Allah gives him the tawfiq of making tasbihat. Allah gives him the name of taking Allah ta'ala's name. All Allah wants from us, just change our direction a little bit. The needle of our qibla is gone slightly off. Just bring it back, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. I've got great hopes the entire ummah will come back onto the sirat al-mustaqim. But we have to make an effort. We want the whole ummah to change. We'll point fingers at the whole world. But ourselves, I often tell my students that, you know, if there's any weakness, then look at the person in the mirror you see. That's the man you need to change. Yourself. Don't worry about everybody else now. Everybody has this jazba now that I must become a muslih. And I must rectify everybody in the whole world. And I must make islah of the whole world. What about myself? Islah of myself. So I need to make islah of myself. Before you go and ask somebody else to comb his hair and his beard, you comb your own hair and your own beard. So inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Amar bil ma'ruf nahi al munkar. 110% we have to do it in the right way also. Making islah, you have children, then you make the islah. You have people under your care who listen to you, have authority over your students, etc. In a nice way you make islah. And especially in this zamana, with piyar and muhabbat, with love, with affection. Few kind words, and you see how the person appreciates, and you actually become a means of him coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine on the day of qiyamah, when you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so much rewards are all written for you. Ya Allah, I did not do so much. Allah said, "No, but you inspired one person, and he changed his life. And he started becoming a namazi.
He never used to frequent the masjid. He never did tilawah, no zikr. And you became the means just with a few kind words. So inshallah, we all can do that. But right now, what we need to do is the first step, try our level best to reform ourselves. We've got so many weaknesses. This life of ghaflat, let us come out of this life. Little bit we put our head out of this life of ghaflat, and we smell the fresh air, fresh breeze of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah Allah ta'ala will take us out completely from darkness into nur. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, wa making amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad dhu sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Help us, my Allah, to make rujoo' towards you, my Allah. Forgive us, give us the tawfiq and himmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat, ya Allah, to turn towards you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, in complete repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, with a changed life, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single fard, my Allah, every single individual, my Allah, males, females, ya Allah, the young, the old, my Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for the be-shumar ni'mat you have bestowed upon us. The countless of ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die on iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Do not take our iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman in our children, ya Allah, our grandchildren, our parents, our wives, my Allah, our family members, our relatives, my Allah, our friends, musallis, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, every person who's listening to this program, our brothers who are sitting here, my Allah, mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away our iman, my Allah. Don't make our iman become weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make hifazat of our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr you made us in the ummat of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you actually chose us, my Allah. We are so unworthy, insignificant. Ya Allah, you chose us, my Allah, to be the ummat of your most beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Malik Kareem, you gave us tawfiq of reading our salat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the men read with jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr on this in your house, my Allah. You give us tawfiq of reading our namaz with jamaat in your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr, you will increase us, ya Allah. You have said, if we make shukr, you will increase us in the ni'mat. My Allah, don't ever close the doors again, my Allah, of your house, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, make it be abad again, without any difficulty, without any regulations, my Allah. With afiyat, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Allah, our hearts have become corroded with sin, my Allah. With ghaflat, my Allah. Our hearts have become qaswa, my Allah. Hard, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, my Allah. You are so Rahim, so kind. Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. You are most powerful. You are Mawla, my Allah. We are your servants. We need help from you, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. Only you can help us. Only you can guide us. Show us sirat al-mustaqeem. Guide us onto sirat al-mustaqeem. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqeem, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are going through difficult times, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, my Allah. Make it be easy for all of them, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this very moment, people are worried about their health, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who are sick, my Allah. Young and old, ya Allah. There are people in hospitals, my Allah, who have begged us to make special dua for them tonight, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, my Allah. Some people who've got family members on ventilators now, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who are sick, ya Allah, who've got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, who've got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Shifa is also in your hands, my Allah. Nothing is impossible, my Allah, if you want to give shifa, my Allah. Grant each one who is sick, ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr for the ni'mat of health also, my Allah, and sihat. Protect us from all type of diseases, my Allah. Ey Allah, ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Malik, ya Kareem, ya Mughni, ya Samad, ya Allah. All those who have left this world, ya Allah, the marhumeen. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant their families, ya Allah. Sabr jameel, my Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ey Malik, ya Kareem, ya Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, give us the holy Qusr water from Nabiya Kareem, Sawsam Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our family members, my Allah. Our wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا اللهم اغفر لامتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن امتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله كريم محبه الله in the heart of the ummah of nabiy kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah, keep us united, my Allah. Keep us united, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Don't make us become disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be united, Ya Allah. Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم وجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who requested dua from far and wide my Allah يا الله those brothers and sisters يا الله who requested duas for them for tonight my Allah يا الله accept all the jais murad يا الله remove the difficulties as well حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الله grant all of us إخلاص المقبولية ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.